Do I have to keep doing this? You know, talk about the unemployment rate when it comes to youth, 50% plus, close to 60%, some would say. But even the general unemployment rate, everybody says 27.7 or somewhere around there. Now it's close to 36% if you take into account those who are no longer looking for a job. So we need solutions. In order to find solutions for the unemployment rate, we, you know, need to give people skills within which to enter the market. And I think a good place to start, the Center for Entrepreneurship, and that is at the False Bay College. It's great to see False Bay College becoming an incubator for the next generation of entrepreneurs, making young candidates more appealing, you know, once they hit the job market, or maybe not even the job market, maybe they'll start their own little business. Steve Reed is the manager of the center and joins you this morning. So, Steve, good morning. Thank you for joining us. And tell us more about the why you exist.
Morning, Gina, and morning listeners. Thank you for that that question. We exist because of, you mentioned the unemployment rate. You know, False Bay College recognized a couple of years ago, a good 5-6 years ago, that something long-term needs to be done about shifting the needle, about changing the prospects of young people. And so there's been a commitment, which is ongoing, to opening up a third exit opportunity. The previous two would be looking for a job and perhaps studying further. But what about the third exit opportunity? What about actually helping people, young people particularly, to start their own enterprise? And that's been the journey that we've been on, Kina, and it's been a wonderful one that's starting to yield some really good success stories.
So tell us more about that. I think you can answer my next question by illustrating through some of these success stories. How do you go about doing that?
Okay. So we, you know, starting a business requires not only a finding a great idea that satisfies and meets and solves a problem, but it also means a shift in the person's thinking, that they take on what's called the entrepreneurial mindset. Now, that doesn't happen simply because of book knowledge. It happens because of exposure. It happens because of modeling. It happens because of coaching and mentoring. So, Kina, how we do that is our mission is to grow resilient, innovative youth enterprises. So two key words that are there, resilient, because we want to help young people particularly take on the world. But then secondly, that thing that's going to distinguish them, that thing that's going to lift them into a different level, would be the degree to which they build innovation into their products and services.
Yeah.
So we're quite intentional about that. But you asked, how do we do that?
Yes.
So we have a fantastic team that collectively we do four things. And these four things done consistently, and we growing ourselves, have helped to build about close on 50 businesses that we've helped to create.
What type of businesses? Very quickly, I just want to talk about the, because we are cruising close to 8:30, which is our news bulletin.
Yep.
One or two of the type of businesses that have emanated from the college.
Okay, so attached to our innovation hub, we have two mini factories. We have all sorts of businesses, but we particularly lean towards rapid incubation of manufacturing businesses. So within the wood product industry, as well as in the metal fabrication industry.
Ah.
As an example, one of our beneficiaries has in 2017 turnover of about 400,000, came onto the program, and whilst that's a nice turnover, his actual net profit was low. 2018, after being on the program, he nearly doubled the turnover, but more importantly, increased his profitability.
Brilliant.
One of the things that helped there is he used the facilities of our metal fabrication factory to create a palisade fencing for a block of flats in Seapoint. That one project was 160,000. He did about 60 running meters of this product in the factory.
Now, Steve?
And that,
Okay, we have hit 8:30. So where do people find out more about what you do? Do you have a website?
Absolutely. And that website is falsebayincubate.co.za.
I'm encouraging people to check it out, falsebayincubate.co.za.